I'm not sure anything needs to be said. There's no sense of pressure building, no longing for release. What's lacking is enthusiasm, urgency, intensity. I miss these feelings that so often came with the words that were not quite in my head, not quite on the tip of my tongue, but nevertheless were suddenly there on the page. At 44, I miss 24, if only for the anticipation of surprises, the atmosphere of mystery. Lately, I feel as if the plot has been spoiled, as if I read the last sentence first. And then you die. I'd like to forget I ever saw it. Convince myself that I may have been mistaken. Maybe there's some context that will change the meaning. Maybe the whole thing turns out to be a dream. Maybe if I start again from the beginning, I'll get so lost in the drama, so absorbed in the unfolding of details, that I'll forget what I saw. Or at least cast enough doubt to make things interesting again.
I woke up one day and I was absolutely free. It's hard to explain, but it boils down to this. I simply stopped doing the things that were keeping me from being free. That's pretty much it. From there, there was nothing left to do. Freedom is not an activity or a procedural thing. It's a condition, a state of affairs. Freedom just is. And so I was. Like a soaring eagle. Only it didn't matter that my feet rarely left the ground. The truth is, there was nothing I could do to not be free. I was even free to go back to doing the things that used to keep me from being free. And so I did, eventually. And for a good long while, I was still free, still soaring. Then I woke up one day and realized with a deep, terrible pang of disappointment that I was most definitely no longer free. It didn't take that long, in that condition, to cast considerable doubt as to whether I had ever been truly free at all. For the next 10 years or so, I thought it all over. Eventually, I came to the conclusion that it didn't really matter whether or not I had been free, but only if I really wanted to be free right now. I thought about that for another 10 years before deciding, yeah, sure, I want to be free now, but not right now. Right now, I got to get through the rest of grad school, study for my comps, knock out a couple semesters of internship. Once I get through all that, then I'll be ready to soar. I've marked my calendar. May 2016. Sweet freedom. At least until I have to get a job.
Do you remember a time that smelled like sand and lake water? When the sight of a young girl in a bathing suit made every one of your nerve endings swell and pulse with a feverish intensity? Did you ever get the chance to feel her cool, goosebump skin just after she toweled off from a swim? Maybe you remember later, when you were a teenager hanging out at your friend's pool, that time she showed up, the one you wanted more than anything you ever wanted in the whole world. Remember how you felt when you first noticed the way she looked at your best friend. That lusty gaze that just wrung you out on the inside. But you kept laughing anyway, kept horsing around with her in the pool even though you felt like drowning. There's something about the smell of summertime and water that brings a strange sense of longing to the surface. Not a hollow pang like regret, but a swollen ache that feels like it could burst right through your skin. That's how I felt just a moment ago as I walked past a bunch of kids giggling and splashing around the pool next door. Now, just a few minutes later, it's raining cats and dogs, and you can hear the severe weather warning sirens going off. I had to run out to close the windows in my car, but it started coming down too hard. Now it's back to me and all my strange tendencies and crazy spinning thoughts and downright failures. I just don't seem to want to dive in these days. Yet I'm also sick of standing here at the edge, looking down.